and the counselor had strange expressions on their faces, and they were looking at me. Something was wrong. I figured I was in trouble, but I couldn't imagine for what. I followed the guidance counselor down the hall and into her office. When we got there, the principal was there too. They were both silent for a minute. Then the principal began to speak. "Your father has had a heart attack. The paramedics and doctors did everything they could to save him, but I'm afraid he didn't make it." "Okay," I said. "Well, I'd better be getting back to class. I don't want to miss the rest of the exam review." They looked at me, stunned. I didn't really know what I was saying. I felt like they were telling me about someone else's dad. I just didn't get it. The next few weeks were a blur as we had the funeral and began adjusting to life without my dad. I went back to school after I ran out of things to do at home. Everything felt a little different. I can't exactly explain how. It just did. Back at school, everyone was super nice to me. The teachers didn't call on me, and they kept asking me to stay after class to see if I was okay. My friends were really weird. I felt like I couldn't talk to them about the same old things. It was all so strange. My dad was a great guy, and then all of a sudden, he was dead. He didn't do anything wrong. He never hurt anyone. I started eating lunch alone. I just couldn't deal with listening to the same stupid jokes or talking about random stuff. About 3 weeks after I went back to school, I was sitting in a corner of the quad, not really eating, just staring off into space. "Are you going to eat the rest of that sandwich?" I looked up and saw Leticia standing in front of me. "Huh?" I responded. I looked down and realized I hadn't touched my sandwich. I handed it over. As she gratefully accepted, she told me, "My mom packed me a meat and egg torta. Your tuna fish looks much better." She sat down next to me and ate my sandwich. She didn't say a word to me, but seemed happy to just sit there. After a few minutes, I grew too uncomfortable. "Why did you come over?" I asked. "You looked like you could use a friend," she said. "I lost my father last year." I didn't know what to say to her, and she didn't know what to say to me. I didn't want to talk about my dad, but for the first time in a while, I felt okay just being with another person. We started having lunch together on that bench every day. We never mentioned my dad or her dad, except she told me that was the reason they moved from Mexico. We talked about school, TV, movies, and other meaningless stuff. I loved her mom's tortas, and she seemed to like my American sandwiches. I finally worked up the nerve to ask her to go to a movie with me.
"I'd like to," she said, "but I have to ask you a question first. Are you a Christian?"
"Huh?" I replied. She told me her dad was a deeply spiritual man, and that it had been very important to him that she associate only with Christians. Basically, she was saying she couldn't go out with me unless I believed in the same stuff she did. I was confused. She had become my friend, and up until now she didn't care if I was a Christian or not. I told her I wanted to go out with her, but I didn't think I was a Christian, and I didn't think it should matter. Unfortunately, I then said something really stupid. I said, "It doesn't matter to me that you're Mexican." She looked at me, then got up and walked away. A week went by. I came to the bench every day with a tuna fish sandwich, hoping Leticia would show up. No luck. But finally, one day she was there.
"To love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, means to experience forgiveness and to forgive others as well as yourself." Matthew 6:12.
That's all she said. Then she took my tuna sandwich and started eating it. So we went back to our routine of daily lunch and sandwich exchange. I didn't bring up the dating thing again, and neither did she. The prom was coming up, and I really wanted to ask her. "So, what does it take to become..."